morning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, the scene of a mass shooting Saturday. At least 10 people were killed and 3 others wounded. The white male suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on murder charges. He was wearing military gear and live streaming the shooting spree. Officials saying they are investigating the shooting as a hate crime. 11 victims are black and 2 are white. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown speaking about the devastation in his city.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
And in downtown Milwaukee Friday night, 2 separate shootings leaving at least 20 people injured, 17 in one location. The shootings occurred outside Fiserv Forum during the Milwaukee Bucks-Boston Celtics NBA playoff game.
District 1 officers reported hearing bullets whizzing past their heads. We have 10 people in custody for that incident.
Assistant Milwaukee Police Chief Nicole Waldner. In the wake of the Supreme Court draft opinion leak that supports ending Roe versus Wade, pro-choice protesters gathering in cities across the U.S. Saturday. At a rally outside the Supreme Court, D.C. Ward 4 Councilmember Janice Lewis-George saying the opinion is geared towards minorities and low-income Americans.
Overturning Roe will hurt black, brown, indigenous communities, disabled communities.
Pro-choice demonstrators also showing up in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices. Republicans saying the Justice Department needs to enforce a federal law that does not allow this. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas speaking out about pro-choice activists protesting outside Supreme Court justice homes.
You would never visit Supreme Court justice houses when things didn't go our way. We didn't throw temper tantrum. I think it is incumbent on us to always act appropriately and not to repay tit for tat.
GOP establishment in Pennsylvania worrying about the rapid rise of one candidate. Fox's Rich Edson with the details from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This surge over the last several days by Kathy Barnett really caught this field by surprise here. And now you've got the other top tier candidates, at least in the polls, trying to stop and thwart that surge. You've got the political consultants out who are digging into her past, which also include tweets, comments, op-eds. Many are Islamophobic. Many are homophobic. And that is something that she has now been asked a few times by reporters. Now, former President Trump has endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz in a race where the Republicans are vying for Trump's endorsement. There's also David McCormick. He's a former Treasury official and hedge fund CEO. He's had the backing of Senator Ted Cruz and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Get ready for the lunar eclipse Sunday night.
The heavens above much of North and South America will be putting on quite a celestial show this weekend. A total eclipse of the moon will be taking place Sunday night into the wee hours of Monday morning. The best places to view this first so-called blood moon of 2022 will be in the eastern half of North America and all of Central and South America. NASA's Noah Petro, a planetary geologist, says this is really an eclipse for the Americas. But folks in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East will get to see a portion of it too. This lunar eclipse will be a long one, about 90 minutes. Petro adds that all we need are patience and eyeballs to see it all. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.